Right, well, I'm just getting a few things ready, a few things tested before we start. And yeah, we're a couple of minutes off starting, but so bear with me. I've done my sound checks and I've got the recorder recording, so all goes well. Yes, if all goes well, should be ready to start at 9. But who can say? Yes, just having a look in Twitter, on Twitter, my friends Lisa and Troby have tweeted about yes, this live show. So that's cool. Spreading the word. I have let Facebook know, but I've not got it running at the moment because it dings and makes noises, and yes, the last thing I need is dings and noises. But let's see, is anybody in the chat? Hello. we do have somebody in the chat room. We'll be starting any minute now. This is the first. We have Troby and Lisa in the chat room. Yes. Hello, Troby and Lisa. It's me, Shy Yeti. Right, just making sure I've got everything I need. Oh yes, you will. This live feed, it picks up everything. If someone's in the kitchen doing the washing up, you can hear them doing the washing up. So, yes, it's very, it's very sensitive. It's very sensitive, you know. It's very sensitive. I shall give it another 30 seconds, and then we shall begin the exciting show. There's loads in store. But as usual, my live shows, I do keep some content, some extra content for the podcast. This time I've got a whole 10-minute scene. But Troby and Lisa say we have turned off Will Barton on the telly to do this, believe it or not. Hey! Oh, well, I think it is almost 9 o'clock. So I may start. Well, I may not. Right. Come on. Oh, no, it's 9 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's 4 o'clock in America. Well, in parts of America. Right. Let's put the first bit of music on, shall we? Right. Here we go, I think. Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes. I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Teddy?
He's not that shy.
Apologies if that was a little bit loud. Hello, it's me, Paul Shy Yeti. Yes, well, this is my 9th live show on Pride 48. And actually, I only usually do one show a month. But as next weekend is the live Pride 48 streaming weekend, I've got another show. But we'll talk more about that later. What are we going to be doing this episode? Well, we've got lots of things in store. Lots of guests, a few live satellite broadcasts, yes. Some poems, some chatter. Goodness, it's all go. And we've got people in the chat room. Very exciting people in the chat room. I think it's the first time In fact, I know it is. It's the first time they've ever been in this chat room. But to celebrate, I'm going to play the main theme tune now. Yes. And then we can get on with the actual proper episode. Bear with me and I'll be checking out the chat room. Just don't go away. All right.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. What do people listen to this rubbish? So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, before we go any further, I have to check with the episode bot. What number episode is this? Episode bot, tell us.
87.
Thank you very much, episode bot. That's very kind of you. I thought it was, but I like to be sure. Now, before we go anywhere, I'm going to check in the chat room because I know that there are people actually there. Oh, there we go. yes. My old friends, Toby and Lisa, from my hometown. Well, kind of. They don't live in my hometown, but they live near. And from Sutton Park days, Toby and Lisa are here as one entity in the chat room. Yes. Toby and Lisa say, are we exciting people? Well, we are hot people at least, because it's really hot in our living room at the moment. Oi, less of the old. Well, you know, all right, long-term friends. Yes. Decades old. Oh, dear. Right, well, what is going... What have I been up to? Well, I've been going on holiday for most of June. You may have already heard one of the episodes that I recorded. I went to Hamburg for a few days. I haven't released what I got up to in Hamburg yet. It's a bit involved. The episode I recorded in Jersey was a bit more simple. It was, yes. And otherwise, it's basically, as Toby and Lisa were saying, it's been too hot to do anything. I haven't actually left the flat this weekend. I've been editing more episodes, but I know that it's Father's Day in the UK and America. For once, we've actually got the same Father's Days as each other. But I send my dad a card, and that's quite enough. As I was saying at the start. Next weekend is the Pry 48 live streaming event, and that is on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of June. And my show is at noon on the 24th, Saturday the 24th, although for England people or UK people, that makes it 5 o'clock, which is pretty good because it means that I can do the show and then still be ready to watch Doctor Who at about 7-ish. If all goes to plan, because I think that'll be probably the first time I've done a live episode from anywhere other than my own home, but presuming everything goes okay and other people's internet don't crash, then I'm going to have a guest with me who he's been on the show a number of times, but he's never been live on the show, on one of my live shows. I think I can reveal who that's going to be. Mr. Nick Goodman. You've heard Nick. Well, if you've listened to him many episodes, you'll have heard Nick. Yes, Nick and I are going to be doing the live 548 streaming show. Well, the Shy Life podcast episode, anyway. I'm not sure what we'll be talking about yet, but we will be here and we won't be able to overrun because there were other shows either side of us. I'm glad to say that one of my big favourites, which I've stars many people who've been on the Charlotte podcast. Yes, Lotzel, Life on the Shit List, is the show on just before me. So it seems only fitting that that we're on at the same time. Toby and Lisa say they're referring to me calling them old friends or variations on that. Toby and Lisa say that'll do nicely, whatever I came up with instead of old. Long term, I think I said. Toby and Lisa also say Nick live from his alleged luxury recording studio. That is correct. That is what will be happening, I hope. Otherwise, it'll just be him and I sitting there recording, but not live. But one way or another, we're going to be recording a show together. But now, before I... Oh, yes. Well, I usually do this, so let's just do this right away. I usually do a little review of all the episodes that I've released since the last live show. So, very briefly, our eighth live 548 show was episode 79, and it went out live, but then a day or two later, it was released as episode 79 on so it could be downloaded. Then following that, episode 80 was called An Alien Update. That was, kind of the background story about how Ick and I first met. Following that, episode 81 was called Bookshops and Battlers. That was about my little journey to Oxford to, do some book shopping with Yeti Uncle John, but also featured a chat between Pride 48's Scotty the Aussie Battler. Following that, episode 82 was called Whilst the Yeti's Away, and that was, that was basically Yeti Uncle John taking over whilst I was, I wasn't there. So episode 83 was called A Gift for Ick, and that involved Toppy Smelly sending Ick some, a little gift. If you haven't listened to that one yet, I shan't say any more, because you need to listen and see exactly what that gift was. Episode 84 was called Squeaks, Groans and Giggling, and that was me talking to a number of sort of guests who have maybe called in briefly at different times, including Gladstone McWhiskers, the Mouse of Commons, and Henry Moss. Sort of slightly longer chat. Tallulah Twinklehorn, Damis's sister, was also in that episode. Now, episode 85, which came out only days ago, like late last week, was called Postcards from Old Jersey rather than New Jersey. And basically is a little bit of a travelogue of what I got up to in Jersey the other week. And then our most recent episode, which, was released in the early hours of this morning, was called Podcasting Underground. That's episode 86. And that's all about what happened when I was busy recording in the Library Podcasting Studios and there was a lockdown. And I was trapped down in the Library Podcasting Studios, only to find that I wasn't on my own. No. It's a chilling episode it is. It's a chilling episode. And towards the end of the episode, I shall be telling you a little bit about episode 88, which should be out sort of late next week, which is the one I've been working on today, actually, because it's been far too hot to leave the house. But, I am going to see what is going on, because we have a number of things planned for this episode. And there is going to be a live satellite broadcast, but I'm not quite sure, as I never am with these things, quite when that's going to happen. Now, I'm also hoping that Kitty Uncle John will pop into the studio, and possibly Cromarty. And we're going to be doing, you know, the random question thing that we do, the random question generator that has appeared on the show a number of times. Well, I'm hoping that John and Cromarty will chat along with me whilst we see what the questions it's going to ask us this time. But before we go any further, a little bit of a plug for next week's live Pride 48 streaming event.
The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Oh, dear. That, I love that advert. I could listen to that all day. I must have heard it 100 times now, and every time I hear it, it makes me giggle. I do love me some conscience. Any listeners who aren't familiar, that was Auntie Vera and Conscience from Vera Speaks for Real, which is one of Pride 48's shows, who I don't think are doing a live show, but I believe that Auntie Vera is going to be doing Dubious Intent as the guest host on that. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right. Right. So, let me just see. Is anything going on in the chat room now? Let me see if I can find the chat room. There we go. No, it's all quiet. Everyone is behaving. There were 1,200 people in the chat room, but they're all listening with their, you know, ears to the radio thing. Yeah, that's right. I was saying just before we started the live show that with the Shy Life podcast there is there's the live show that you're hearing this very minute. Well, that's if you're listening to it live, but there is, well, basically when I release it as a podcast, I like to put some added content into the show. So this time I can promise you that there is a full 10 minutes of I believe it's Yeti Uncle John. Well, I wouldn't say yes, it's definitely Yeti Uncle John. It's Yeti Uncle John being nosy, basically. Yep. I can't say too much, but well, you know what Uncle John is like. He can't keep his nose to himself, basically. Let me just see. I'm just going to check. I've got some poem. Well, I've got a poem or story ready for you as well. So there is plenty yet to come. Now, let me see. What have we got next? Now, I'm not sure. We may have the live broadcast coming up, or it may be not the live broadcast. It may be something else. Let me start it and see. Let's just hello. What's going on?
Hello.
Ah.
Hello, darling. Darling, can you hear me?
Yes, Bettina. Hello.
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 Hello, it's me, hello. Bettina.
Yes, I know. Hello, how are you?
Oh, hello. How lovely. Yes, I can hear you, darling.
Good,
it's a little bit disjointed, but no, I can hear you.
I, w-
I hear you've been on holiday. Is that right, darling?
I have, yes. It's lovely to hear you.
Yes?
Yes, I've been on holiday.
Absolutely. Where did you go, darling?
Where did I go? Went to Germany.
Oh, Hamburg.
Yes, Hamburg. How did you go?
Hamburg. You should. You must tell me about Hamburg, darling. But I can tell you about some of my experiences.
I bet.
Oh, I met a lovely sailor there once. I don't tell Nathan. No, this is a long time before Nathan. Oh, yes. Oh, he was tall, dark, and yummy.
I bet he was.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like you had a great time.
Anyway, I'm not even sure I can remember his name. I can remember his.
Dear, you've been on the gin.
Oh, I know.
Have you?
Oh, I know.
You sound very happy tonight, dear.
I know.
You do.
I am.
You are happy.
Oh, you cheeky man. Yes, well, sorry. You know. It's a lovely city, though, isn't it?
Hamburg,
you go to the parks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh. And where else?
Oh, we went to Jersey.
Oh. I know Lubeck, yes.
Oh, sorry, yes.
I met someone there.
How did
well.
You know?
Anyway.
You've been looking at my blog, I think.
Lovely, lovely. And
did
you go somewhere else?
Yes, I went to Jersey.
Jersey, that's
right. That's right.
The Channel Islands.
Yes.
Yes, oh, how splendid. How splendid, yes.
It was very nice.
Yes, I do know Jersey.
Good.
I had a friend or near two.
Why am I not surprised?
Who lived there, yes. I went off. I had a house there, yes.
Did you know?
You have to be rich to live in Jersey. Well, you
yes,
know,
I've heard that.
Either
yes.
a resident or a rich person.
Or Bergerac.
Yes, or a holidaymaker like yourself. really? Oh. Marvellous.
It was marvellous, yes.
Yes. really? Very good.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, I do love it. Did you get a chance to pop to France?
No, I'm afraid.
Oh, that rhymed. did you dine?
Not this time, no, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
No.
Never mind.
It's been expensive.
You made the best of your time.
Yes. Yes, we did, yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. yes, very glad to hear it, dear.
Yes. Sorry.
Now, you've got this, what is it, the Pride 48 streaming weekend?
That's right.
Not this week, is it? You're on this, I can hear you on.
I'm live now, yes.
It's next weekend, yes?
Yes, that's right. Next week, Friday
next
till...
Next Saturday. And,
well, that's when our show is, yes.
You're having a special guest?
We are, yes, Nick.
Oh, maybe you should not tell anyone.
Oh, well, I've told...
Make it a surprise.
I've told people.
Yes.
Nick Goodman.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could be there. I wish I could.
Alas.
Nathan and I
are you
I'm not sure where
setting?
We are. We'll be on a plane somewhere, I'm afraid.
I thought so.
Shooting off somewhere this weekend. Next weekend.
Yes. You're always travelling. Always travelling, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, wow. So that'll be exciting. And all of those lovely shows,
yes.
They're all doing something, I take it?
Oh, yes. A lot of my friends are doing
marvellous.
Shows.
Marvellous. So, marvellous.
Yes.
And... Now, listen, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
And I'm determined. Now, this is a yes from me.
Okay.
It's a yes.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I'm not making myself clear.
No, go on, explain.
About Aunt Tappy.
Oh, yes.
And I meeting.
Right.
Now, I'm along for the ride.
Good.
I am 100% in support of your plans, darling.
Good.
So we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll get her there. By hook or by crook.
Right. Good.
We need to sort out our differences and...
that would be lovely.
To regain our friendship. So I'm all up for it. And I don't think... Aunt Tappy, darling, if you're listening, I know you're no coward. And I know we have our differences, but we used to be very, very good friends.
Yes.
And we need to get this back again. I can't see that, you know, I can't see there's anything that can't stop us, you know, getting through... our problems, and we can be good friends again, darling. So you back up your act, darling. Let's do it. Let's meet up. Come on, the boys have got it all arranged. Your Toppy and my Paul here, my Mr. Getty.
yes,
all sorted. So just get yourself on a plane, and we'll meet up very soon. All right. I know you'll be there. I know you won't let me down, darling.
I'm sure she'll... I hope she'll do her... Yeah, I'm sure...
No, I mean it.
Yes. Good.
No, I mean it.
I need
and,
to know.
I really... You know, I won't be... You know, I won't be the one to spoil this. I think it needs to be done.
Yeah, so, sure.
Thank you very much for arranging it. Thank you, both of you.
No problem.
You
no
and
problem.
And Toppy, darling. Yes.
Well.
Yes, I suppose I ought to be getting on.
Okay.
We've got a show to do.
Yes, we have.
I just
yes.
wanted the listeners to hear from me.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be there. I'll be there.
Good, good, good.
And I'm pretty much sure that Tappy will.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, have a nice trip.
Our little bird's
next
told me.
Haven't what?
Little bird has told me that. Things are. Yes.
Yes.
Things are looking good. So.
Good. Good.
Sure.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
You know more than I do.
Okay, darling. Well, lovely speaking to you. Lovely speaking to you, listeners. Hope you're all well.
Have a nice trip next weekend.
Okay, now, lovelies.
Okay.
Okay, darlings.
Say hello to Nathan.
All right now. All right then.
Yes. Hopefully, we'll meet
Goodbye.
Nathan. Sometime.
1 million kisses. One
yes.
million and one kisses, darling.
Okay. Bye now. Bye, Bettina. I think that's Bettina gone. Oh, sorry. These live broadcasts, when we do the satellite broadcasts, sometimes I'm getting things in my headphones and I can hear her and she can hear other things and we end up speaking over each other. There was also... Yeah, anyway. I'm hoping that... hoping that Toppy will have some information about this Harvey Union business, but he's usually here for the live show, but I know he has family commitments due to Father's Day, so that's fair enough. Now there's no sign of I don't know if you can hear that. Those are ick's peepers, little frogs. I don't know if that means that ick is in the house, or whether they've come searching for him. I'm not sure. We may be hearing, that may mean that we are going to be hearing from ick. I didn't think he was around tonight, to be honest. I thought he had other commitments, but I might be wrong. Yes. Let's see what happens. Anybody in the chat room? Yes. There's Let me see. There are some more messages from Trobian Leaper. Not from Leaper. Trobian Leaper. There are some more messages from Troby and Lisa. They say, oops, managed to accidentally shut down the chat window. All fingers and thumbs this evening. I know, it's not easy. And they say, we've been doing some recording this weekend. That's for their podcast around the archives, which I've been on. Hooray! They say, Warren, help them with an article on the Adventure Game, which is a very old British series, but...
Hello, Paul. Hello. It's me, ick. Ick the alien. Yes. I was hoping to be in the studio with you tonight for your live show, but I'm afraid I got caught up with the peepers down by the lake. Yes, they're having a party. I'm so sorry. I can't get away. They're literally sitting on me, on my head. Yes, they seem to think that they like the fact that I can walk. They kind of see me as a form of transport. Yes, I am the alien bus, basically taking them from one end of the lake to the other. Oh dear, it's a bit rowdy, so I don't think I'm going to be back in time. But I hope you don't mind. Okay, I'm glad you said so. I just wanted to check. Is everything going okay? Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay, well, I won't stay. I haven't got much credit on my phone. I'll see you later. Tell the listeners
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to reply. He left some gaps, but it was a pre-recorded message, so I don't think there was any pretense that he was there live. You know, it's not like... Anyway. That explains... And explains where Ick is. I knew he was busy. I didn't realise it was a party with the peepers, but... where were we? Before Ick interjected, we were listening... Well, we were looking at what was going on with Toby and Lisa. And now they've been recording. Now, the adventure game, we were talking about the adventure game. The adventure game is a very old BBC... sort of quiz. Well, it was all set in space, and it was. It is too far out, too weird to explain. But I'm sure you will find bits and pieces of it on YouTube if you want to investigate. It is probably, one of the surrealer TV programs from the early 80s. Let me see. Toby and Lisa have said they're asking us come back to that. I should just make sure that nothing is going on with the yes. What else is going? Yes, okie dokie. Right. I was expecting Etty Uncle John to be here, so I'll keep talking until he gets here, because we were going to do the the random. He's never here on time. Is Etty Uncle John never? Don't think, not once ever, is he being here on time. But that's him really, isn't it? But yes. So anyway, let's go back to the chat room, because Toby and Lisa were asking about Dealey, and they say, how is Dealey coping with the heat? Yes. They say they think their cats wish they could take their coats off. Yes, this is true, and I think Dealey feels the same. He's been seen sitting with his legs out like he's a sphinx, and
flopping about like an old sausage.
Yes, flopping around like an old sausage, says Toby. That is definitely that is definitely his look at the moment. Now, I also thought we had some poems pre-recorded, but I don't seem to have included them on the doodah tonight. So I shall read some live, and if I did record something, maybe I'll include those as extras later on. Just a minute, Itty Uncle John's here. All right, Paul, hello. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a bit late. You are a bit late. I was trying to desperately fill in the gap there. Not only do I not appear to have any poems pre-recorded for this episode, I'm pretty much sure I recorded them. But anyway, you're here.
Yes, all right. Oh, I am here.
Good. Now, we're going to do the random question thing, OK?
Oh, yes. Oh, I know this one. Blimey, do I know this?
Do you want to do it? We don't need to both do it, do you? Do we?
Oh, you want me to take over this bit?
If you would.
All right then. Let's have a look. Quite a random question. All right. How many questions do you want me to do, Paul?
Five maybe.
All right then. Okay. Question number one. What are the best materials to make the world's strongest toilet plunger?
Oh, typical.
That is a ridiculous, stupid question. Something plungy, probably. Something like not cheese. Definitely not cheese. And probably one of them things, one of those candy floss things. I don't know, you get at Christmas, like a candy cane. Oh, I don't know, it's a stupid question. Right, next question. Would you rather be able to stop time or fly? I'd quite like to stop time, please. How are you going to manage that? I don't know, but Oh dear, I could be down at that peepers party down at the lake. In fact, I'll probably be heading there in a minute. Next question. Why don't guys like or want to date me? That's a stupid... I don't even know who you are. You're a computer. That's why. You're not counting that one as a question. No, I'm going to do another two because I've lost track how many I've done. Anyway, that one doesn't count. How nervous are you when you ask someone out? Ooh, depends. Depends. When I asked Big Bertha out, I was very scared. Yeah, I was doing it for a dare. Yeah, because, it's a long story. She had these like roller skates. I wanted to have a go on them. This was about 2 months ago. I don't know. I was nervous then. Generally, I'm not nervous when I ask people out. Come on, another question. Hello. Oh, if you had 24 hours to live, what would you like to do? I'd do a 24-hour Shy Life podcast episode, like a telethon or a podcast-a-thon. And I'd sit here and I'd be doing random questions for 24 hours. Yeah. sorry, sarcasm there. Slight sarcasm. Yeah, I can detect the sarcasm, John. Are you done? Oh, I think I am. I've got to get down to this peepers party. All right, then. You get down. Thank you for popping in. That's all right. Sorry, I was a bit late. No, that's fine. Well, see you, listeners. Thank you for listening. off to the peepers party. I wonder what they have to eat down there. There you go. That was Yeti Uncle John. Now we should have Cromarty popping in to do some more random questions towards the end of the show. Now, as I say, when we do the live show, Treby and Lisa have given me a random question. They say, what colour are your socks today? I'm afraid they're just black. Pretty conventional. Nothing exciting, I'm afraid. Maybe I should lie and say they're polka dot. And you can see galaxies just floating away in them or something. That would be very silly. And not true. Those ones are in the wash. Right, I guess if you want to give me some random questions, then please do. Make a change from this stupid random question generator. What was I saying? Yes, as I was saying earlier, there are always extra bits in the edited version of the live show. So there's a sketch that involves Yeti Uncle John, and I'm still concerned as to what may or may not have happened to the poems that I recorded for this episode. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, that sounds like Yeti Uncle John. Let me read you something. I'll just read you something off the top of my head. Yes, it's most disconcerting. Right, I'm going to read you some poems live. I shouldn't be so lazy anyway, and I should always read poems live. Well, this one is appropriate, actually. This one's called Las Vegas Lips. She has Las Vegas lips and a Mexican smile, a Manhattan mood that's a weeny bit vile. She has legs from Bermuda and knees grown in Kent, and elbows from Bognor and tonsils from Gwent. She has kidneys from Denver and a liver from Spain, and a tail from Brazil that she sent back again. Bunny ears bought in Rome that alas didn't suit, and a beard in a box from a man in Beirut. She has ankles from China that she's worried will break, and a nice pair of boobs that are made out of cake. Oh, a larynx from Sweden and a Canadian's tooth, two dead sexy eyes sent from somewhere uncouth. Rosy cheeks from the Nile and the horns of an elk. These were duly returned with a smile from a whelk. Got her sharp tongue from France and a spleen from the East. A blood-pumping heart from some Siamese beast.
drunk 6 Guinness a night to develop that belly, all the rest off the net from a butcher in Delhi. Oh, with her Las Vegas lips, she's not doing so bad. Despite all that is changed to me, she will always be Dad. Yes. Sorry, I got all distracted because, you see, I've been to Las Vegas a number of times, but us ignorant UK people usually pronounce it Las Vegas. But I now know that I should be pronouncing it Las Vegas. And, well, you know, that was going through my head as I was reading it. Oh no, am I saying it wrong? Let's see. I'll read you another one. And, if I can find one. This is from my book, Poems to Make Bears Growl, which, this celebrated its 10th anniversary last year. Let me see. Oh, I'm only not stopping because I keep seeing lots of depressing depressing poems. I don't want to spoil the mood. Is there a mood? This one's called Do Sheep Migrate? I've probably read this one before, but never mind. Do sheep migrate? Do cows make nests? Sorry, I'll start again. I couldn't stop that. It just kept on going. Let's start again. Do sheep migrate? Do cows make nests? Do geese resist police arrests? Do foxes run small corner shops? Do carp refuse to use full stops? It's hard to say. You make a guess. But all the facts suggest the answer's yes. Do zebra foals run B&Bs and rent the rooms to birds and bees? Do polar bears adore the sun, while small chihuahuas wear tun? I do not know, it must be said, though I've heard blue tits are quite well read. I've heard some things I know a fact, that hedgehog eggs are always cracked, that leopard spots are just drawn on, and dinosaurs feel put upon. But then, the bedroom habits of the whale, which bits are real, which old wife tale? I'm unsure if crabs can really dance or if elephants can swim to France, but I hear toads sleep all winters long, and reindeer live in trees and smoke a bong. So if we believe these things are true, then the law of us agree they do. Ah, dear, I need to get my teeth in tonight. Blimey. Actually, it's pretty much every night, isn't it? I don't think I can't really blame it on this week. It happens all the time. You should see, well, you shouldn't see, you should hear the amount of bits I cut out of Shy Life podcast episodes. But let's see if there's anything going on in the chat room. Now, Troby and Lisa say, Andrew's socks are grey with beef burgers on them. Drawings of beef burgers, not real ones. Oh, now that would be nice. No, people, you'd be trying to eat your own socks, wouldn't you? Which it means you'd be getting through packets of socks all the time. I wonder if there's more or less calories in socks. No, in burgers that appear on socks than in burgers that... Anyway, I'll shut up. Cromarty's here. Cromarty, how are you? I am very good. I didn't want to say anything because you sound like you are in full stream. Do you want me to take over to give you a little break? That would be good. Do you want to have a look in the chat room? There's some old friends of yours in there tonight. What? Oh my goodness, really? Yeah. I'm just gonna have a lie down for 5 minutes and do what you want, but make sure you do the random question generator thing. All right? Oh yes. Okay. Right. What's going on? What's going on? Oh, Mr. Troby and Lisa. Hello, Mr. Troby and Lisa. It is me, Cromarty. Hello, from the Sutton Park days. We work together, yes. It is good to see you. That is. What are they saying? They're talking about beef burgers on socks. Nothing changes there, huh? New government advice, says Troby and Lisa. You should try and eat at least 5 socks a day. Okay, that is good. No, that is good. I am afraid that I cannot
eat socks because they give me, they give me indigestion. Oh, here they say, hello, Carmody, how are you? There, you know, I'm good. Well, I do not know if you have heard me on the episode. There has been quite a lot going on. I went a bit crazy. I became like a mad scientist. And now I'm slightly less mad. But, well, you know, I am appearing on the Shall I podcast on a regular basis now. Yes, Paul and I have made up our differences. Yes. Anyway, I hope you were both well. Oh, yes. When did we last work together? It seems like last century. Yes, I imagine that is probably the case. Yes, that would be quite possibly. I do not know. I cannot remember. I know there was a reboot of Sutton Park that happened around 2010, but I cannot remember who was in that or whether I was in that. So otherwise, it probably was last century. Yes. Well, those crazy times on Sutton Park, eh? Oh, yes. Ah, yes. I don't know if you know, but, well, I don't know if I can say it on the... Do you remember Little Jay? Yes? Yes, Little Jay. Well, he does the voice... Don't tell anybody, right? But the guy who used to do Little Jay's voice, he does the voice for, what is it called? The dragon. Albert the Dragon. Yes. If you listen, there is a guy called Albert the Dragon who appears on the show. And the guy who does Little Jay's voice, he is like, he does the voice for Albert now. Anyway, don't let anyone hear. Listeners must not hear. We do not want to break the fourth wall, okay? No. Okay. Yes. Oh, yes, they say. It seems like last century. That makes us sound like we are 100 years old, though. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Well, we probably... Well, I do not know how I would... I do not know how old I am. Is little Jay still little, though? We're assuming he's not turned into Big Jay. No, he's turned into Albert the Dragon. It's a long story. None of this needs to make any sense whatsoever. I think I'm going to do the random question generation. If you have any questions for me, Toby and Lisa, then please do say so, okay? Right. Because Toby and Lisa have been on the Shy Life podcast on more than one equation. Yes, they have been on the show on more than one equation. Oh, yes, it does seem quite fitting because I hear that the Live Pride 48 weekend streaming event next week, next Saturday, at noon Eastern Standard Time and 5 o'clock in Greenwich Mean Time, I hear that that Mr. Nick Goodman is going to be Paul's guest, and here in the chat room this time we have Mr. Trowbridge and Miss Lisa. So it seems only fitting. It is like the invasion, not the British invasion quite, but the Sutton Park invasion. Anyway, I do not know what I'm saying, but please, if you have any questions for me, then do, please, Mr. Trubbidge and Mr. Lisa. Yes. Right. I don't know how many I'm supposed to be answering, so I'll just... do you prefer to text or talk on the phone? Well, it depends who it is. It depends if it's somebody I want to speak to. If I like them, I will talk to them. If I want to avoid them, I will text them. Or if I'm on the toilet, then I will text them. Because, well, anyway, let's move on. What is your favorite song? Well, I was listening. I was listening to the most recent episode of the Shall I podcast, the one about podcasting underground, and I heard Little Ick the Alien. He was singing one of my favorite songs. It's like at Move Over Darling. Move Over Darling. My lips have not kissed. Move Over Darling. Ah, that one. Yeah, Little Ick the Alien. He was singing it. And, well, Paul was hanging go as well. But, and so that is probably my favorite song. Funnily enough. What a coincidence. Is there some movement in the chat room? Oh, yes, okay. Question for Carmody. It says, which is better, cake or crisps? I'm going to have to go with cake. Crisps are okay. I've heard Paul say this before. Now, he likes crisps, but he would probably only eat them when he was drunk in a pub. So that's most nights. but cake, cake, you can't really beat cake. But, you know, if this was Charlie Gurr speaking, then he would say not cake or crisps, but pies. So, you know, but it depends, you know. But I don't think that Charlie... I should try and do my... Would you like to hear my Charlie Gurr impression? Okay. Listen, look. Here it goes. Hello, I like eating pies. My name is Charlie Gurr. I like eating pies. Pies are the best thing. They are my favorite thing to eat. Oh, yes, I like pies. And I'm going to eat 5 or 7 now. And maybe 57. Oh, yes, because I'm Charlie Gurr and I like pies. There you go. That is my impression of Charlie Gurr. he's a very greedy bear. there's another question. Another question for Carmody, it says. Which is your favourite point of the compass? Well, this is a good question. It's one I've been asked on many occasions. I always have to go with north because, if you don't know where north is, then basically your legs will drop off. Which explains a lot about myself. Anyway, some more random questions. If you keep asking Toby and Lisa, we still have at least 10 minutes to go. What is your favorite song? We did that one. I'm painting a mural on my backyard and I don't have any ideas. Do you have any? Do you have any murals or ideas? I do, but I'm not going to give them to you. I charge, you know, for that sort of service. What a strange question. Could you lie to the one you love? I don't think that I love anyone, so I cannot lie to them because, well, you know, that is it. No, I cannot answer that question. What is next? Oh, dear, this is a... If life and death are the same state of living, because death is life without your conscience working, what is our actual state of living? It's too late in the day and too hot for me to answer that question. Let's just say, I don't know. Oh, can we just have one last question? Then I need to go and lie down. I know why Paul has to lie down so much. Golly, come on. Oh, dear. If you could save yourself from the end of the world and choose 5 people to go with you, who would they be? I think we had this one before, and it just caused trouble. Now, let's go on. Why is it so easy to hate life and not love life? Oh, dear. There are some very depressed people writing questions on this site. Would you rather live in Antarctica or live in the desert? Who are you, really? I think this is broken. I think this thing is broken, Paul. Are bells referred to as he or she? Paul, can I stop doing this? It is very strange. Paul is nodding. See, Trowbridge and Lisa's... Mr. Trowbridge and Mr. Lisa... Miss Lisa's questions are far more sensible. Believe it or not. Right, let's see. Is there any more questions? Any more? Oh, yes. Oh, thank goodness. Toby and Lisa, you have saved me from the absolute hell that is the random question generator. There are 2 more questions. So, 3rd question for Carmody. Can you play any musical instruments? Yes, I can play the harmonica. Yes, and I can actually play the piano, but I don't have a very big reach because, well, I'm not that very big. Sometimes somebody else has to help. I find it easiest to play with my nose, to be honest with you. 4th question for Carmody. Who does your washing? I should probably... Well, It is kind of top secret, but I'll tell you because you are listening. Now, do you know Damius Twinklehorn? He speaks like this. You know him? Yes. Well, Damius, he has a sister called Tallulah. She loves doing washing, so she does my washing. And she only charges 25p an item. And I only have like about one item of clothing, so... I do not know where Damius is this episode. Damius usually appears, but... you'll have to make do with my impression of Damius. You didn't know I could do these impressions, did you? Oh, yes, my name is Damius. I'm sorry I couldn't be here tonight. That's me doing Damius again. Oh, dear, Paul is giving me a strange look. There's another question, Paul. Can I just answer this? Huh? He's nodding. A fifth question for Carmody. Do you like spiders? Oh, yes. I knew one called Colin. He was a custard-eating spider. I believe there's a poem about that one. Yes. I think you should make some more questions for Paul because he is looking sad now. So if you can make some questions for Paul before, that would be good. And I've got to go now. So it's been lovely speaking to you, Mr. Trowbridge and Miss Lisa. And thank you for your questions. They were far better than the ones on the website. Yes. Okay, come on, Paul. You can come back now. Okay. Good, okay. Going now. Wow. Well, you did really well. You were a lot better than Uncle John. Are you going to this Peepa party place thing? No, I don't think so. Not today. I'm quite tired. Oh, good. Oh, Toby needs to say goodbye, Cromarty. Oh, okay, goodbye. Well, Shy Life podcast this week. Well, it's been a real reunion between what a pleasant situation. Well, we will be coming to an end probably for the next 5 to 10 minutes, but I just need to... Well, I was going to read you another poem before we go as well. Did I tell you what episode I'm working on? No, I don't think I did. So, episode 88 is it's all about quiz nights. Yes. I have quite a history of quiz nights. In fact, I met Callum. Well, kind of through work, but also kind of through a quiz night. And, Yeti Uncle John is very keen on quiz nights. So, yeah, Yeti Uncle John will be taking over that episode. And you'll hear all the regulars and, well, you'll hear me as well. But, anyway. Oh, now, Toby and Lisa have asked me a question. Random question for Paul. Do you have a favourite hat? I have one of Venice, a nice blue one that I wear quite a lot at the moment. Some of my hats have been stuck in a box and put in a cupboard, so I can't get to them that readily. So, I think that's my favourite one at the moment. I didn't get around to buying one in Hamburg. I either saw really expensive ones, and when I saw those, I thought, oh, I'm sure I can buy a cheaper one than that. Or I saw really cheap ones, and I thought, oh, I'm sure I can find one a bit more expensive than that. But I couldn't find one in the sort of... Either they were like nearly 20 euros, or they were like 5 euros. And I was looking for one sort of 10 euros. But if I'd have known, I'd have just bought one or other. And just... I bought a hat in Jersey, partly because we went out and it was raining. And for some reason, I'd left my hat back in the... But again, the hat I bought in Jersey wasn't... It wasn't expensive, but slightly small. I don't think it's a child's hat, but... I'm not sure it's a Yeti-sized hat either. I hope that answers your question. I think I've just got another advert to play for the Pride 48 streaming weekend. I believe this is what that... this is going to be.
It's happening.
Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive. It's the Pride 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this and more.
For the latest information, go to pride48.com.
Well, there you go. Yes. So, it's coming up soon. Right, well, we are really coming towards the end of the show. But, you know, as I've said, there will be extras. So, it's worth downloading us. And if you've, you know, keep on listening right to the end. And there'll be an exclusive scene added. But before we go, I'm going to read one more poem. I don't know if Toby and Lisa have any more questions whilst I'm still on the stream, but I'll read a poem, and if Toby and Lisa have any more questions, then they can pose them whilst I'm reading the poems. And yes, I think they're off to bed soon, which well, it's nearly 10 o'clock here, and I shall be heading to bed soon as well. So they say they've been very much enjoying this. So, well, hopefully we'll see you in the chat room again some other time. I usually do a show. Well, my show is usually the third Sunday of every month, except for like next week, when that's an extra bonus appearance. But yeah, I usually do a show. Let me just see. I've written down the dates, actually. This is the 18th of June. My next, other than the Pride 48 streaming weekend, my next show, my July show, should be the 16th of July. Now, August, I think it would make it the 20th of August. But technically, on the 20th of August, I'm in the Lake District. So it really depends on whether, when I do the live streaming event next week and I'm in Salisbury, if that all goes to plan, then I could probably do my show from the Lake District. But anyway, that's August. We'll get to August when we get to August. Anyway, so yes. So next Saturday at 12 for the Pride 48 streaming weekend, or 5 o'clock in the UK, and then the next show after that will be the 16th of July, Sunday the 16th of July. Anyway, let me see if I can find a happy poem to finish with. I do tend to write. Toby and Lisa are off. They say, "Good night, Paul. Thank you for having us. Thank you for being here. Thank you." Isn't it nice to see them? Well, have them in the chat room. Yes. Oh. I wasn't expecting it. It was a nice surprise as well. So, yes. Oh, yes, I found it. Haha. I'm going to read this one. I like this one. This one to finish with is called "Why Agnes, You're Lovely." Why Agnes, you're lovely. You make my heart melt with your Oxfam lapels and your dead snazzy belt, with your corduroy slacks and your sinister leer, with your love of the blues and a six-pack of beer. Oh, your glasses are old and your hair is dyed blue. You look kind of spaced out because you've been sniffing glue. Why, Agnes, you're gorgeous. Please don't change your shape, with your cheap doily knickers still held up with tape, with your cute fuzzy love and your Polaroid grin. I especially like that your legs are so thin. I adore your balloons and your nice current buns, though I try to forget your obsession with guns. Why, Agnes, you're splendid. I love your tattoos, how they cover your face and your clothes and your shoes. Yes, your hobbies are knitting and torturing flies, which you microwave crisply and cook into pies. You wink at policemen. One day you will pull. You are truly a marvel. You live life to the full. Why, Agnes, you're super. Will you one day be mine? Now your bank-robbing ways are at last in decline. Now your punk-rocking days have at last reached a peak, whilst your chances of knighthood would appear to be bleak. I don't want anyone else. We're both out of our tree, in our own padded cell. Yes, just Agnes and me. Oh, it's a romantic end to episode 87 of the Shy Life podcast. Yes. Well, I think that really is it for now. So there will be extras, and usually after I play the end music, I still witter a bit until I until I vanish off the stream. But yes. So let's. Well, as I say, thank you for listening. Thanks for Troby and Lisa for being there. And yeah, make sure you tune in to Pride 48 next weekend, from the 23rd to the 25th. There are loads and loads of shows doing shows for the Pride 48 streaming weekend, including myself, including Lots All and Cocktails and Queen. Look, cocktails and cream puffs. At least I told you I'm tired. And you know, loads of them. It's all on the website. You can see the schedule, and yeah, make sure you check it out. And I'll see you again next weekend, next Saturday, hopefully. Okay, right. Goodbye for now. This was written back in 2011, but it still seems kind of topical. It's called Brains. The riot was over. The protesters had either dispersed or been arrested. It was only now that the true impact was finally being appreciated. The officer looked somber as the chief super approached. "It's worse than we thought, sir," he explained. "We found a room full of people. I mean, it's horrible. I don't know what we can do for them. It's like they've had their brains removed." The chief super looked impatient. "Well, what exactly has happened to them? Are you saying that they're dead?"
No, sir, but it's as if they've all become zombies or something."
The chief super gave a short sigh of relief.
"Oh, I wouldn't worry if I were you," he replied, indicating the sign in the lecture hall where they now stood. "I rather suspect it's how they're meant to be," he added.
The words above the stage said it all. Party, political, conference.
This is a piece called A Question of Eyelashes. It's from Funeral for a Shoe, from 2011. "I've been thinking about eyelashes. Are they sustainable? I only ask because, well, over the years I must have lost a fair few, wiping them sleepily down my face or carelessly into my eye. It's just that the hair on my head is all but gone now. Am I to face eyelid baldness too? I once had a dream where I grew my eyelashes long and then backcombed them across my head. It was a good look, although I did appear a tad startled. I was studying my face just this morning. My eyelids don't appear to be any balder, and yet the lashes still continue to fall. Could I get an appropriate wig if needs be? Is there a helpline? I should investigate on the internet. Somebody is bound to know. I have asked my closest circle of friends, but they just look at me blankly, uselessly, unblinking. Later, when their eyes were not on me, I studied their faces too. All of them appeared to have healthy lashes. But it's so hard to tell. You can do so much with surgery these days. Surgery, Photoshop, or CGI. After lengthy thought on the subject, I have concluded that eyelashes are like the lead on propelling pencils. The hairs reach a certain length, break off, and then simply grow through again. I'm pretty sure that I am right. I feel assured, more relaxed, calmer. Also, thanks to my research, I reason that I'm now practically a scientist.
Thank you, thank you.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Well, there you go. That's it for now, anyway. Yes, that is pretty much it. I just got to make sure that I put the stream back in place. And because you don't want to do that wrong. Otherwise, you've discovered that you're bubbling around the house doing the washing up, belching and farting, and it's being broadcast to the nation. Yes, it's not happened to me, but one day I can see it happening if I haven't disconnected properly. But right. So, as I say, make sure you stick around if you're listening to the recorded version of this. I've got a burp. We got a burp from Toby and Lisa. Dear, oh dear. You see, they know what it's like. yes. Yeah, so please stick around and you will, you'll find that there is some extra material. This sketch I've mentioned. And, there might be some extra poems. I'm not sure. I'm confused. Did I record them? Or was I recording stuff for next week's show? two live shows in 1 month, you see. Makes you sound like a very egotistical young lady. That's a Doctor Who in-joke there. Yes, I did it. Anyway, I'll shut up. Right, thanks again, Lisa and Troby. And, yes, hopefully I'm going to regenerate this transmission and give you back the stream. Nighty-night. Yes, nighty-night, says Troby and Lisa. Nighty-night now. Hopefully that is...
Where she's, you know, just a party guest. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely to see her in that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't seen All About Eve, it's a must.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I saw two of the movies that basically...
I can't believe he's bought... Oh, hello, listeners. hello. I'm down in the podcasting store. I just found a bag. I think it belongs to Paul. It's some stuff. He must have been shopping earlier. I think he's gone home and he's left it here. I'm fascinated. I'm going to share with you what he's got. What he's been buying. You won't believe it. Have a look. He's got some cologne. It's Police to Be the Illusionist. It's still all wrapped up in plastic. It's a bottle that's shaped like a skull. I quite like that. I bet it smells good as well. Well, most of the other stuff, it's music and DVDs. Keep an eye out. I don't want to be caught looking through his stuff. What's he got here? This is the Kinks. One of their 70s albums, Preservation Act 2. He's not unwrapped any of these. And there's a DVD of Sing, a film called Sing. That's a cartoon. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think I saw a trailer for that. There's a pig in a gold jumpsuit on the front of it. Yes. I'll have to get him to show me that. What else? Oh, The Kinks Preservation Act, Act 1. That's the first album of that. So he's been buying so much. He must have been payday. Here's some Blu-rays. Massacre in Dinosaur Valley. This is one of them Italian films. Yes. I think it's a. Looks like it looks like it's an Italian movie of a sort of dinosaurs from the 80s. It kind of looks quite kind of looks a bit bad, but probably in a fun way. He likes them sort of films, I must admit. Oh, what's this? Oh, Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper. I haven't seen this version. It's by Jess Franco. He made some way out films. It's got Klaus Kinski in it. Yes. It's from the 70s. Another one of these ones that Paul likes. It says it's wildly erotic. Good grief. I got it on Amazon, so it can't be that wildly erotic. Here's another film. Hail Caesar. It's a Coen Brothers film. It's got Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Ralph Fiennes, Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson, Frances McDormand, Tilda Swinton, Channing Tatum. Some good names there. I know Paul's a bit of a fan of Scarlett. She was in quite a few of them Woody Allen films from the noughties. Yeah, she's in some good films. She does all sorts, doesn't she? Scarlett, she does comic book movies, but she does like really sort of interesting films. Like, was that Under the Skin? That's not quite the right title, but yes, I know Paul's a fan of her. This is quite a recent film, last year, I think. Gosh, something not made in the 1970s or 80s. What's this? Oh, it's another Scarlett Johansson film. Lucy. Yes, I think that Paul might have watched that when he was in Jersey. He mentioned it in a text to me. He'd never seen it, and it's by Luc Besson. Yeah, he said that was pretty good. Oh, anything with Scarlett wandering around with a gun, bashing baddies. Yeah, can't be bad. What else is there in here? Blimey, there's still another few. How much have you spent on all this? Oh, there's a hard drive. I know why you got that. I think that's for the storing the Shy Life podcast episodes. His laptop's a bit full. Yeah, his laptop's a bit full, and he's a bit worried. I think he's already backed up on one drive, but he's going to back it up on another. And I think that drive, especially for the Shy Life podcast. He has to look after these things. I know they're all available online and stuff, but as a librarian, he needs to properly archive them. A couple more albums here. Oh, these are more 70s Kinks albums. Soap Opera and Sleepwalker. Yes. I know he likes the 60s albums. I got him into them, I think. But I'm not sure I know much of the 70s stuff. I'll have to get him to play them to me. Dear, oh dear. What else? So a couple more things. Oh, well, four. Blimey. I like to say he was doing his Christmas shopping, but it's June. Oh, it's a good film. Taxi Driver, Robert De Niro. Yes. Oh, not seen that for ages. I'm going to have a DVD night round his house, I think. Or just go round when he's not there. Oh, Eraserhead. Oh, we were talking about that. David Lynch. He said he'd never seen it, and I hadn't ever seen it either. We were watching the new Twin Peaks the other night, and that's weird, that is. I'm not sure I get it. He loves it. I'm not sure I know. I'm not sure I've got the brain for a David Lynch film. Ha! But, you know, what else is there? Two more. These are Blu-rays. Madhouse. Ooh, there's a nasty-looking dog and a scary-looking girl with a knife and glowing eyes. That'll be a romantic comedy then. Yes. It's sort of another Italian film, I think. Don't know. Might not be. That might not be in a. That might not even be an Italian name. What do I know? Oh well. This is another Blu-ray. All the Colours of the Dark. He's got that one. Perhaps he's not. No, he's probably not got it on Blu-ray. That's a Giallo. It's got that Edward Fennec in. Yeah. She's good in them films. Oh, well. Hopefully it's all been tidied up and cleaned up. And I think his DVD of that was, you know, pretty, you know. Well, it's a... So, how many? It's a limited edition. Well, it's got a number on it. 368. Don't know how many they printed. But,
Itty, Uncle John, what are you doing here?
What? Oh, ick. God, you made me jump.
What are you doing? Have you been shopping?
No. Oh, I mean, yes. Oh, blimey. Careful. Right, it's over.
What are you doing? That isn't your shopping.
Oh, no, it's Paul's stuff. He left it down here.
Yes, I know he did. He told me to come and fetch it. I said I'd transport it home. I'd teleport it back.
Oh, I thought he'd just left it. I was being nosy.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, there's lots of films.
I know. I was kind of wondering what some of them were.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones, I'll tell you.
Shall we? Well, I wouldn't mind having a look.
Well, you can't teleport back in time, can you? Because then we could watch them before he gets home. you know what I mean?
I don't think that's possible. Not yet, anyway. Ooh, taxi driver. Ooh, all the colours of the dark. Who are these kinks? What is this hard drive? Why is it so large? Who is Lucy?
Well, you know...
What is this Jack the Ripper?
Well, yeah, you know, I'll try and explain. Any chance of teleporting me back with these things?
I do not think it advisable.
All right, then I'll get the bus then.
Itty, Uncle John, what is that CD in your pocket?
Oh, did I have a CD in my pocket? Just by accident. It's just one of the Kinks ones. Oh, sorry, I'll put it back on the pile.
And what is that DVD?
That's just a... It's just about dinosaurs in a valley. I thought it might be a nature thing. I thought it might be educational.
Yes, well, you better put it back on the pile.
Yes. Don't mention this to Paul, will you? Not, you know, nothing, just casual interest.
Yes, OK, Eddie Uncle John, I understand.
Oh, I better go now. I'll see you later then. All right.
Now he's gone. I can nip back in time and watch all these DVDs before Paul gets home. But why should I tell him? Oh, well. Which one should I watch first?